Thank you, Jesus. To you that is doubting God this morning, the devil is pushing you in a situation where you are beginning to doubt God. The Lord is asking me to tell you this morning, trust me, I will visit you. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name. We worship you. Thank you because you inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, as we exalt ourselves in your word this morning during this worship service, I pray that your name will yet be more glorified. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us put hands together for the Lord. And let us sit down for a moment. Today is Worship Sunday. And the Lord, I believe, has started touching his people even as we have started worshiping him. Today is not a day of long message, just a time for a short exhortation before we go back into another round of worship. And so this morning, I'm going to speak on what I call sing a new song. What did I say? Tell this somebody that is nearby, just tell him or her, sing a new song. If you say brother, if you say, I say brother or sister, sing a new song. Open your Bible with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 5. My emphasis will be on verse 9, but I'm going to start from verse 1. The book of Revelation, chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 9, even though my emphasis is on verse 9. I said the book of Revelation, chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back side. That book was written within and on the back side. We are talking about a book that was loaded with mysteries, loaded with revelations, loaded with goodies, loaded with good news, bad seed with seven seeds. The book had been written. The goodie had been prepared. The mystery had been encoded. But it was seed. Verse 2. And I saw a strong angel, not just an ordinary angel, a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. If the book was not opened, the mystery will not be unraveled. If the book was not open, the cancer will not be revealed. If the book was not open, the goodies will not be released. If the book was not open, the good news will not be declared. And then there was a lamentation. We have goodies, but it is sealed, and nobody is worthy to remove the seal. Verse 3, and no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Verse 4, and I wept. I wept. Because no man was found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look
their own. When there was something that was to be a source of celebration, but you are seeing it, you cannot have it, then the next thing was to lament. And it went beyond lamentation. It went into weeping. Every kind of goodies that the enemy has been dangling before you, so close but inaccessible, so near but unreachable, you can smell it but you cannot taste it. Today, the Lord is going to intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. The next verse. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, weep not, weep not, weep not, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the herders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps. Listen. Having every one of them harps, golden vials full of odors, which are prayers of saints. Verse 9, where I'm going. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book. They sang a new song. What was the song they were singing before? Nobody in heaven, nobody on the earth, nobody under the heart is able to open this book. What was the song they were singing before? We have mystery at our hands, but we cannot unravel it. What was the song before? We have goodies prepared for us. We cannot open it. But the moment the 24 herders sang a new song, the book was opened. The first I want to tell you this morning, as we are worshiping God, if you can decide from your heart to sing a new song this morning, a new chapter will open your life. There are some people that the enemy has prevented them from entering to their destiny. There are some people, they have understanding of what God has prepared, but they lack the actualization of what God has proposed. And so they are just waiting and dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. But this morning, I speak unto someone who is going to sing a new song, a new chapter will be opened in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to trust God this morning that as you sing a new song, as we worship the Lord, mystery shall be revealed unto you. Lord, standing issues that have become difficult, the Lord will resolve them in the mighty name of Jesus, because a new chapter must be opened. There are a lot of things, promises that God has made provision for in his word, but yet to come into actualization. As you sing a new song this morning, that chapter of actualization of the promise of God, of the good news of the Lord, shall open in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Sing a new song. You have been weeping before. This morning, sing a new song. You have been lamenting before. I don't have this. I don't have that. I like this. I like that. Sing a new song. If they are continue to lament, if they are continue to weep, nothing would have happened. But the moment a new song was sung, the books were open. New things will happen in your life this morning. A new chapter will happen in your life this morning. Because we are part of this service, we are singing a new song to open a new chapter in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you sing a new song, every ceiling over your life, you prompt the power of God to remove it. That book was sealed. Nobody could remove the seal. That mystery was covered. Nobody could uncover it. When you buy even drugs, you know, they normally or something, they put a seal to let you know that it has not yet been open. It's still authentic. It must have traveled from many hands, from the manufacturer to the factory workers, to the distributor, to the retailers. Because the seal was there, they have it, but they never tasted it. Until that seal is removed, that's where you can have the access. This morning, as we sing a new song, every ceiling over your life is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember the story of the Shunammite woman? The enemy put a ceiling upon her life. And the ceiling was that she was not going to have a child. And even when Elisha, by divine intervention of God, prayed and she had a child, the enemy still came and killed the child. Because a ceiling had been placed upon her life by the devil. And all the devil wanted her to say that, yeah, you see, no, the son, that did I ask this woman, this man, for a son? And look at it now, I've come back the way I was. I've come back to the same situation. That was the song that the enemy wanted this one to sing. But when this thing happened, and the servant, the messenger of the servant came to the woman, what was, did she say? It is well. When she was asked by the servant of Elisha, what was the answer? What was the answer? It is well. It is well. With my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. As you sing that song, my brother, it is well with you. Whatever the enemy has turned upside down, the Lord will put them right in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy put a ceiling upon this woman, but that woman sang a new song, and the Lord honored it, and the ceiling was removed. So this morning, I am prophesying into the life of those people who are here today, and they are under a ceiling. It might be a grass ceiling, every ceiling upon your life, that Lord is going to break through in the mighty name of Jesus. Every glass ceiling over your life, over your destiny, over your pursuit, over your purpose, over your endeavor, every glass ceiling is broken now in the mighty name of Jesus. When they sang a new song, the ceiling was removed. My brother, when you sing a new song, the redemptive power of the Lord
come into action.
Who is able to remove the seed, and without removing the seed, mankind is doomed. Everything is doomed. It was a state of hopelessness. It was a state where you can say total helplessness. Because if they say in heaven, on earth, and if under the earth, where else do you want to go? Tell me, where else are you going to turn? If you go under the earth, there's no help. You stay on the surface of the earth, there's no help. You never go beyond the earth and go to heaven, there's no help. Where then do you go? It was a state of not hopelessness, but it was a state of helplessness and a state of absolute perplexity. But when they sung a new song, the moment they sang a new song, help, help, help came, and then rather than lamenting, they enter into rejoicing. This morning, every situation that needs redemption in your life, everything that the devil has tampered with, everything that the enemy has turned upside down, and it looks there's no more hope, you are just coasting along. This morning, as we continue in worship, the redemptive power of the Lord will come into that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I always like to quote 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22. The case of Jehoshaphat. And maybe we should read the 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Just one verse. 2 Chronicles. I want us to read it quickly. We're not in this passage, or the story of this passage. Let me read now. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mansia, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. As they began to sing and to praise, if you remember the story very well, it was a state of hopelessness and helplessness. It was a place where they were hedged in by the enemy. It was a place where they were sandwiched by their foes. It was a place where there was a grand conspiracy of the neighbors against them, and there was no way to run for help. But they did not win by shooting arrows. They did not win by firing guns. They won. The help arose only by singing praises unto the Lord. The Lord said ambushment. I speak into your life. Every conspiracy against your life, against your destiny, against your home, today the Lord will send ambushment against them in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, before we go to the next round of worship, I want to say that when you sing a new song, the blood of Jesus has faced for you. When you sing a new song, there's always power in the blood of Jesus. But you know that it's not every time that that power we are able to appropriate it. It's just like when you have a gun that is loaded. That gun can snuff life out of people. But until you aim the gun and you pull the trigger, nothing happens. Am I right? As we are talking today, there's an atomic bomb that can destroy the whole world. And the president, only the president of the United States of America, I mean, if you want to have the code, the only thing they need to do is to activate it. So the blood of Jesus is potent, is powerful. But sometimes in its activation, it's available. But sometimes it's not availing. Why? Because it is not activated. But when you sing a new song, the blood of Jesus begins to avail for you. And quickly, I just want us to look at one passage, and after that, we'll begin to worship and pray. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 to 14. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 to 14. I want us to, the story of David, when they were bringing out the Ark of the Covenant, I said, yes, 2 Samuel, I didn't say 2 Chronicle, 2 Samuel chapter 6, and I want us to read from verse 13 to 14. And it was so, can you take it to NIV, but if you don't have NIV, let me read it in King James Version. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatness. Verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was guarded with a linear effort. If you read it in the NIV, that makes us understand that every 6 steps that David took when the Ark of Covenant, David welcomed the Ark of Covenant, which is the meaning, the presence of God, with dancing, with rejoicing, and by making sure that the blood of animal was shed. Every 6 step. You can imagine from where they took the car, the Ark of the Covenant. You just take 6 paces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Make a sacrifice, a blood is shed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Blood again shed. Do you think David was doing that for nothing? Do you think it was just for the fun of it? It was the blood that he was, the blood that time in the Old Testament was used, blood of animal, to activate the power of God. Even when they were to leave Egypt, the Bible says to slaughter and then put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. But today, one blood has been shed once and for all for us. And all we need to do is not to do, when we don't need to kill any animal again like David, but we need to complement it by what? Singing, dancing, and worshiping. So this morning, as we go into the presence of the Lord once again, to worship the Lord will move into your life. The Lord will open a new chapter. The Lord will break every glass ceiling. The redemptive power of God will come into your life. And the blood of Jesus will have it for you. Can you stand on your feet? Abba Father, hallowed be. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. I have a Father.
We cry.
Heavenly Father, as we come to worship you this morning, let new chapters of glory be opened in the lives of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, let new chapter of grace be opened in the lives of your people this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, every glass ceiling over the life of anyone, every limitation over the life of everyone, as we come to worship this morning, let it be removed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every situation that needs redemption, you see, their time, those who think the time is passed by, redeem their time. Is it resources that is lacking? Is it situation of their work that has turned upside down? Is it their marriage? Is it their health? Is it anything in their physical or spiritual life? As we come to worship this morning, let the redemptive power of the living God come quietly into the lives of everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as we continue to sing and worship this morning, let the blood of Jesus avail for everyone. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name.